Joining us on our newsline is Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Aiello. Mr. Aiello, I know more Hamas rockets have been fired into Israel today. Where have those rockets hit, and have there been any casualties?
Yes, well, Steve, unfortunately, the Hamas terror organization has been able to upgrade their weapons with much longer-range missiles, more accurate, and they have tried to reach Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. In fact, almost the entire country is under fire, and we have no choice. We are reluctant warriors, but to stop it and to achieve peace and quiet for the citizens of Israel as they deserve.
Has anyone been hurt today by these attacks?
No, unfortunately not. There were some people who were shell-shocked, and there was some damage that was incurred. Some of the rockets were intercepted by our defense missile defense system, the Iron Dome, which is exceptional, except we don't have enough of them. So now we are trying to produce very quickly many more batteries of this missile defense system.
Israel has called up 16,000 military reservists. Will there be an Israeli ground offensive into Gaza?
Well, this will depend. If we will see that we achieve the goal of stopping altogether the Hamas shelling, I believe we will not go on the ground. However, if it doesn't stop, then we have no choice but to go in and take out all this terror infrastructure and all these launchers. One of the problems we do have is that the Hamas is embedded very much in and among the civil population. So it is very, very difficult to pinpoint them without collateral damage. Although we are doing our best so far, I think we've been quite successful. But in order to stop it, if they do not stop by themselves, we will have to go in on the ground as well.
The president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, has made a not-so-veiled threat for, quote, the aggressor to stop the bloodshed or face the wrath of Egypt. Do you fear a confrontation between Israel and other Arab states in the region, in this case Egypt?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's within Egypt's interests. They have many, many much more difficult problems. And the Hamas, actually, and the terror over there, which has also spilled over to Egyptian territory in the Sinai, is certainly not in their interest. We do hope that the Egyptians will do everything that they can to put a pressure on the Hamas to stop these terror activities. And certainly, we are totally dismissing what they say. It's not an Israeli aggression, on the contrary. It's only Israeli self-defense. And to add salt to injury, Steve, is that we are the ones who have been receiving more than 16,000 shells and rockets since 2007, when we voluntarily gave the entire Gaza Strip to the Palestinians. Not only didn't get us peace and quiet, coexistence, reconciliation, but on the contrary, it emboldened Hamas and the other terror organizations of the Palestinians, and they started shooting at us using what we gave them. They use it as a platform against us. This is totally unacceptable, and we have to do what we have to do.
Mr. Deputy Foreign Minister, is Israel at war right now?
Well, I would say definitely. When you have more than 1 million of our population in shelters, where they cannot even go, children cannot go to schools or kindergartens, yes, you can say we are at war. It's a war of self-defense, and we have no choice but to win that war, and I believe we will.
Has Israel heard from the United States government, particularly President Obama, during this escalation of tensions?
Absolutely. There were two phone calls. President Obama received a phone call from Prime Minister Netanyahu, from President Peres. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke with our foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, and they showed a lot of support and solidarity, just as the State Department statement reflects. And we are very appreciative and very grateful for that.
He is the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, now the Israeli deputy foreign minister, Danny Aiello. Mr. Aiello, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.